NASA's Extreme Environment Mission Operations Program, known as NEMO, is designed to test all kinds of concepts related to the future visit to a near-Earth asteroid. Four astronauts are spending 9 days within the 37-square-meter lab called Aquarius, conducting experiments and testing equipment and procedures, recreating as close as possible the expected deep space mission. Astronaut Jeanette Epps says she and her colleagues often encounter real-life problems.
Commander Aki and I, we had to get ready to go out to do one of the mock spacewalks that we do underwater. And that took a little bit of time to get up and running because we had a few issues with the communication in our helmets so that we can be able to talk to the crew inside the habitat and the top side.
Living just 19 meters below the surface means they do not have to decompress each time they venture out of Aquarius, and they can conduct longer dives. Astronauts also conduct science experiments inside the lab, focused on human health and behavior.
We're all wearing badges. We track, together with other parameters, our proximity and our social interaction, and it is aimed at understanding better which kind of interaction people have such close environments to apply this knowledge for future exploration missions.
But the four astronauts are not alone in Aquarius. Two aquanauts are also on board. These technicians have extensive knowledge and experience with the undersea lab. They take care that all onboard systems function properly, including the mock spacesuits. Mission commander and Japanese astronaut Akihiko Hoshide says they know everything about the facility.
There are the people behind the scenes, but we just do the mission, but without their help we can't do anything.
The Aquarius Underwater Lab is owned by Florida International University. Project NEMO is one of NASA's so-called analog missions, whose goal is to train astronauts for the extreme environments they may encounter during future space explorations. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.